모다.
아멘.
아멘.
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our whole, sacrament of Holy Communion.
Hallelujah, 奉主是圣灵开始.
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 296.
请我们唱诗 296首.
296.
296首.
Please be seated. Before we share the message of Holy Communion, let's all kneel down and pray and ask God to guide us.
在我们还没有分享圣餐的道理之前, 我们一起跪下祷告, 求神带领。
Please kneel down and pray to
me. 我们一起跪下祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start a segment of Holy Communion.
Hallelujah, 奉主是圣灵开始圣餐礼。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们先翻开哥林多前书11章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 and verse 25.
哥林多前书十一章二十四节跟二十五节
，verse 24，24节。 And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25.
25节.
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink in remembrance of me.
24节, 住切了就拨开说, 这是我的身体为你们舍的, 你们应当如此行, 为的是纪念我。 25节。 饭后也这样拿起杯来说, 这杯是用我的血所立的新约, 你们每逢喝的时候, 要如此行, 为的是纪念我。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul explained the institution of the Lord's Supper.
在哥林多前书的11章, 保罗阐明了耶稣如何的设立的,
See, on the night that he was betrayed,
当主耶稣被卖的前一天,
then during the time he took bread and he said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you.
他就说呢, 跟门徒说, 拿这个饼, 吃了。
Actually, the bread represents his body.
那个饼其实代表的就是他的身体。
And he's broken his body for you and me.
那他把那个饼剥开了, 就代表他为我们, 你跟我来舍命。
So every time we partake Holy Communion, it's to remember how much God loves us.
所以每次我们在纪念圣餐礼的时候呢, 我们就要纪念主对我们的爱。
And at the same time, he took the cup after the supper.
之后呢, 饭后他也照样的拿起杯来。
He said, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often you drink in remembrance of me.
这杯是用我的血所立的新约, 你们每逢喝的时候, 要如此行, 为的是纪念我。
Our Lord Jesus Christ also shed his blood for us.
我们的主耶稣基督也为我们流出了宝血。
So because of this shedding of blood, we have the hope for eternal life.
因为这样子我们才有永生的盼望。
So every time we take Holy Communion, it's also to remember how much he loves us.
所以我们每逢在领这个圣餐的时候, 我们也再次的想起神怎么样的爱我们。
But actually, sometimes we forget how much God loves us.
但是很多时候我们忽略了神如何的爱我们。
The Bible said, every time we shed tears, He would put our tears into a bottle.
圣经上告诉我们, 他为我们流的每一滴泪都装满在一个杯子里。
So this means every time we cry, He knows and understands how much suffering we're going through.
所以每当我们哭泣, 他永远了解我们所受的一些感受。
And the Bible said, every hair is counted on our head.
圣经上告诉我们说, 我们头发每一根, 他都数算得清楚。
This means God, He paid very close attention to us.
也就是说呢, 神真的是眷顾我们的。
Because He loved us so much.
因为他爱我们。
So that's why He sent His only begotten Son to die for us on the cross.
所以他差遣他唯一的独生子来到世界上, 为我们受死。
And through Him, we have the hope of eternal life.
也因为他我们才有永生的盼望。
Why sometimes we fall short of His love?
为什么呢? 我们常常, 都没有办法, 来活出他对我们的爱呢?
Because sometimes we do not understand how much sins we have committed against Him.
因为我们不了解我们所犯的有多少的罪。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 7.
我们来看路加福音第七章。
Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章。
Chapter 7, verse 40.
第七章四十节。
Verse 40.
七章四十节。
And Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. So he said, Teacher, say it. Verse 41.
41节.
There was a certain creditor who had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and other 50. Verse 42.
42节.
And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Verse 43.
43节.
Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, Yes, you have rightly judged. So we can see during this time that he was invited by a Pharisee by the name of Simon to his house for supper.
那时候有个法利赛人叫做西门, 请他吃饭。
During a time, a woman in the city who was a sinner came to him.
在那个时候呢, 有一个犯罪的女人来到他面前。
So during a time, she came and she brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil.
这个女人就拿着圣香膏的玉瓶。
Then this time, because she was a sinner, she stood behind our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为她是个罪人, 所以她就站在主耶稣的后面。
During the time, she was weeping and then washing his feet with her tears.
她站在耶稣背后, 挨着他的脚哭, 眼泪湿了耶稣的脚。
And then she wiped his feet with her hair.
就用自己的头发擦干。
And then she kissed his feet and anointed him with fragrant oil.
又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。
So during the time Simon who invited our Lord Jesus Christ,
所以那个时候呢，西门邀请了耶稣。
He mumbled to himself.
他对他自己说。
He said, "This man, if he's a prophet, he would know what man or woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner."
这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。
Actually, during this time when Simon mumbled to himself, our Lord Jesus Christ heard his thought.
当西门呢在心里对他自己说这句话的时候，主耶稣其实听见了。
So that's why our Lord Jesus Christ asked Simon, say, Simon, I have something to say to you.
所以呢，耶稣就对他说，西门，我有句话要对你说。
He said there was two certain creditors who had two debtors.
有一个债主，有两个人欠他的债。
So one owed 500 denarii. This is a lot.
一个欠五十两银子，在那个时候是很多的钱。
And the other owed only 50.
另外一个欠五两银子。
But both of them has nothing to pay the creditors.
但他们两人都无力偿还。
But so he forgave them and he forgave both of them.
但是呢，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。
Then Jesus asked him.
所以主耶稣爱他，问他。
He said, "Which of them will love him more?"
这两个人哪一个更爱他呢
？So our Lord Jesus Christ also asked us.
所以我们的主耶稣今天也同样的
问我们。Which of us love him more for dying, for crucifying himself on the cross?
我们哪一个人更爱他呢？他已经为我们在十字架上而死。
And then verse 43, Simon answered.
四十三节，西门回答说。
I suppose the one who forgave him more.
我想是那多得恩免的人。
And Jesus said to him, "You have rightly judged."
耶稣说你断得不错。
So the reason sometimes we do not love our Lord Jesus.
所以有时候我们不爱耶稣。
Because we do not know how much He has forgiven us for our sin.
因为我们不晓得他已经为我们的罪赦免了我们多少。
Because in the beginning, God created us in His own image and His own likeness.
在最起初的时候，神按照他自己的形象造了我们。
And everything during the time was very good.
在那个时候，一切都是美好的。
But because we do not obey His commandment.
但是因为我们违背了他的诫命。
So during the time we disobey Him, then we partake the unforbidden fruit.
我们干犯了他的诫命，吃了那不该吃的善恶果。
So from that day on, sin has come into the world.
从那天起，世界上就有了罪。
And during the time, every single one of us deserved to go to hell.
也因为这样子，每一个人都会沉沦进地狱。
But because God loved us so much,
但是神如此的爱我们。
He gave His only begotten Son to die for us on the cross.
他把他唯一的独生子赐给我们。
And on the cross, His body was broken for us.
在十字架上，他的身体已经被剥开。
And on the cross, we shed His blood for us.
在十字架上，他把他宝血流了出来。
So the reason we can sit here.
所以今天我们能够坐在这里。
The reason we have the hope of eternal life.
今天我们有永生的盼望。
Because the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣的爱。
Because He has forgiven us for all the sins we committed against Him.
因为他已经赦免了我们所有犯的过错。
There one time there was a story about a Cambodian man.
以前曾经有一个故事关于一个柬埔寨的人。
During a time in Cambodia in 1975 was a great genocide.
在1975年的时候呢，柬埔寨有一个很大的屠杀。
So many people escape from Cambodia and go to Thailand.
所以很多人呢，那个时候从柬埔寨逃到泰国去。
From Cambodia to Thailand take about 5 to 6 days.
从柬埔寨到泰国呢，大概要六天用走路的才能走到。
But for that 5-6 days, no food to eat and there's no water to drink.
但是在那五六天呢，你没有食物吃，也没有水喝。
So many people would die on the roadside.
所以很多人在那里都死了。
So when I was walking through the jungle, many people on the roadside they were dead.
当我走过这个丛林的时候呢，我发现很多人都因为饿死或渴死了。
So as this man walked through the jungle,
所以有一个人他就走过这个丛林。
And he saw a baby half dead in the jungle.
他看到一个婴儿半死。
And in his heart, he knew the baby not going to be able to make it all the way to Thailand.
他心里知道这个婴孩绝对不可能跑到泰国去的。
Because there are so many people during that time walk by the baby, but they know he's not going to be, you know, live until they reach Thailand, so they did not take him.
因为有很多人他们自己都不晓得能不能够到泰国，所以呢他们都不会去理会这个小孩。
But no matter what, this man cannot pass by this baby.
但是呢这个人呢再怎么样也不忍心的丢了这个小孩。
So even though their hope is very slim, but nevertheless he took the baby with him.
所以尽管这个希望是多么的渺茫，他还是带了这个婴孩。
So thank God both of them arrived to Thailand safely.
感谢神呢他们两个人就安全的抵达泰国。
So during the time both of them he adopted thatson to be his own son.
所以呢他就把这个婴孩呢当成是自己的孩子来养。
So they both got sponsored to come to America.
他们呢就被一些人呢带到美国来。
During this time, the man worked very hard for his son.
那个时候呢，这个人他为了这个儿子
，and he gave him everything that he wanted，
非常勤奋的工作，把一切所有的都给他。
But his son, he was not a good son。
但是他这个儿子却不好。
During that time, he joined the gang。
他开始进入了帮派。
He goes and rob people and beat people。
他去打人，去抢人。
So during this time, the father become very sad。
所以在那个时候，这个父亲非常的难过。
Because many times he need to go and bail his son from jail。
因为呢，他常常要从这个监狱把他的儿子保释出来。
So the last time he went to bail him out。
所以最后一次呢，他把他儿子从监狱保释出来的时候。
Before he got there, he bought himself a whip。
他还没有到这个监狱的时候呢，他带了一个鞭子。
So after he picked his son up and they went back home。
他把他儿子带回家之后呢
？So his father took his shirt off。
他父亲把自己的衣服撕开。
And gave the whip to the son。
把这个鞭子给他的儿子。
He says, "Son." Whip, beat me with this whip.
儿子啊，鞭我吧。
And the son said, "You know, why you want me to beat you for?"
这儿子说，为什么要我鞭你呢
？He's like, "Just beat me with the whip."
就鞭我吧。
And the son said, "Why?"
为什么
？He said, "The reason why I want you to beat me with the whip because every time you go out there and do something wrong, you hurt me very much."
我要你用鞭子鞭我，因为你每次到外面去做坏事的时候，就如同你拿这个鞭子在鞭我一样。
Not only that you hurt me, but you cause so many problems among the people.
你不但伤害我，也伤害了你周遭所有的人。
So from now on, if you want to go out there and do something bad,
所以你现在如果从今以后要再出去外面做坏事呢
？Instead of going out do something bad, just stay home and use this whip to whip me with it.
那与其呢到外面去做坏事，你干脆在家里呢就拿这个鞭来鞭我好了。
And then during the time the son he understand what his father was saying.
在那个时候，他的儿子突然恍然大悟。
His father gave him everything.
他的父亲已经把一切
为了给他。His father took him when he was dying in the jungle.
他的父亲在他快垂死的边缘把他拯救
过来。His father worked so hard to give him everything.
他的父亲为了他工作了这么的勤奋，把一切给
他。His father loved him very much.
他的父亲深爱着他。
So every time that he do something against his father, he hurt his father very much.
所以呢，每当他做错事的时候，他伤害他的父亲有多深。
Actually, this story is also describing our relationship with God.
其实呢，这个故事也描述了我们跟神之间的关系。
Before Christ, we were dead in our sin.
在我们还没有认识主之前呢，我们在罪中而死。
But because he loved us so much.
但是因为神爱我们。
He died for us on a cross.
他为我们死在十字架
上。And shed his blood for every single one of us.
他为我们流出了宝血。
So the reason we can live today because of his blood.
今天我们能够存活只是因为他的宝血。
So that's why from now on.
所以从今以后。
We should no longer live a life to commit sin against him.
我们不应该再过一个犯罪的生活来得罪他。
Because every time we sin against him.
因为每次犯罪的时候。
Again we put him on the open shame on the cross.
我们就如把主耶稣重钉十字架一样。
Actually, for me, I'm not any better.
其实对我而言，我自己也不。
Sometimes I feel very shameful about myself.
其实我对于自己所做的一切非常的。
Because the good things I want to do, I cannot do.
忏悔，因为我想做的好事，我不一定能做。
But the bad things I don't want to do, that I do.
但是呢，我不愿意做的坏事呢，
Why?
我却做。
Because sometimes I do not pray enough.
因为有时候我祷告不够。
Sometimes I do not read the word of God enough.
有时候我读经不够。
So because of this, I myself crucify our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，连我自己也把我们主耶稣基督重钉十字架。
But nevertheless, I cannot give up.
但是我不能够放弃。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ already overcome the world.
因为我们主耶稣已经胜了世界。
And through His Spirit, He also will give me the power to overcome this world.
借着他的灵，他可以再次让我们得到力量，能够胜了世界。
So I make determination.
所以我立志。
That I will live my life to glorify Heavenly Father.
我一定要活出一个荣耀主的生活。
Because He loves me very much.
因为他深爱着我。
Because if I don't love Him, and then I do not appreciate why He died for me.
因为如果我不爱着他的话呢，我就不了解他如何的爱我。
So brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，from now on,
从今天起
，after we take the Holy Communion,
当我们领受这圣餐之
后 ，make a determination to live a life of godliness,
让我们立志过一个属灵的生活。
Because every time we sin against him,
因为我们每当犯了罪
，and that's the time we crucify him again on the cross,
这也就是我们重钉主耶稣在十字架上。
He loves us very much,
他深爱着我们。
He calls us his children.
他称我们为他的儿子。
So we have to live as God's children.
所以我们要活着就像他的儿子一样。
Let's turn to the book of John.
我们回到约翰福音。
Why we need to remember God's love so much?
为什么我们要深深的纪念神的爱呢？
Why do we need to take this Holy Communion?
为什么要我们要来领这圣餐呢？
John chapter 6.
我们来看约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音六章。
John chapter 6, verse 53.
六章五十三节。
Verse 53.
五十三节。
Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
Every single one of us, we have our Lord Jesus Christ's blood inside of us.
我们每一个人都有耶稣的宝血在我们的身里。
Because only through His blood that we have life inside of us.
因为唯有借着他的血，我们今天才有在他里头有生命。
Of course, even though we need to work in the world.
当然，我们每一个人都要在这世界上工作。
Even though we need to take care of family in the world.
我们必须要照顾我们的家庭。
But all these things one day will perish.
但是这些事情有一天总会过去。
That's why in John chapter 6 verse 26, our Lord Jesus Christ told the people during that time.
所以在约翰福音的六章二十六节，耶稣对那时候的人说
，During that time they will follow him for 3 days, they have nothing to eat.
那个时候呢，他们跟从耶稣三天，但是没有东西吃。
So during that time God multiplied fish and bread for them to eat.
所以那个时候呢，耶稣就拨饼跟鱼给他们吃。
So during that time they ate enough to the point that even throw the food away.
所以他们那个时候呢，饱足到呢，必须要把食物丢掉。
But Jesus told them.
但是耶稣告诉他们
，If you eat this bread, you'll be hungry again.
你如果吃饼得饱足呢，
所以
你还是会饿的。
Most assuredly, I say to you.
所以耶稣回答对他们说：“实在告诉你们
，Me not because you saw the sign, but because you ate of the loaf and were filled.
你们找我并不是因为见了神迹，乃是因为吃饱得饼，吃饼得饱。
And then in verse 27, he said to them.
27节，耶稣说
：Do not labor for the food which perishes.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力
，but for the food which endure to everlasting life.
要为那存到永生的食物劳力
，which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set His seal on Him.
就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。
Actually, many of us sitting here there today.
其实我们今天在座的每位。
When we first came to this country, a lot of us are very poor.
当我们来到这个国家的时候，我们似乎非常的贫穷。
Because I have talked to some brothers and sisters before they came here, truly they are very poor.
其实我跟很多弟兄姐妹沟通的时候呢，我发现他们刚来美国都很贫穷。
Because God blesses so much.
但是神祝福我们。
In San Jose Church, we have many doctors, we have lawyers, we have engineers, we have all these wonderful people.
在我们当中呢，有做医生的，做律师的，做建筑师、工程师的。
Why? Because God has blessed us abundantly.
为什么？因为神大大的祝福我们。
But make sure this blessing did not become a curse.
但是呢，不要让这些祝福变成咒诅。
Just like the people during that time follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像那个时候的人们在跟从耶稣一样。
The reason He fed them with bread because to show that He is the Son of God.
那个时候呢，他给他们得饼吃饱，因为他要证实他是人子。
But during that time after they have been filled,
但是呢，他们吃饱之后
，the only reason they follow him because their stomach was full.
他们仍旧跟从他，不过是因为呢，他们仍旧是饱足的。
None of us sitting here like anything.
其实我们今天
，God have given us everything that our heart desire.
神呢，其实把我们心里所想所要的都给我们了。
But at the same time, He did not want us to labor for things that perishes.
但是呢，他却不希望呢，我们为这些会朽坏的东西来劳力。
That's why He tells us first, seek the kingdom of heaven.
所以呢，他告诉我们，我们必须先求神的国、神的义。
And everything else will be given to us.
那其他的一切都会加添给我们。
But why at the same time we work so hard in the world to seek for things that perishes?
但是呢，我们为什么要在这世界上这么的劳碌来寻求那些必坏的东西呢
？Why? Because we do not know how much He loves us.
因为我们不知道他如何的爱我们。
We think that the world loves us.
我们以为这世界上是爱我们。
But all the world can give us is spiritual death.
但是呢，这世界上所给我们的只是一个灵性上的死。
So He wants us to know Him.
所以他要我们认识他。
To know that He is the Messiah.
认识他是我们的救主。
And only Him they can give us the living bread.
唯有他可以给我们这生命之粮。
If we eat that living bread, we will live forever.
如果我们有这生命之粮，我们就会永存。
Why? Because when we eat that living bread,
为什么我们吃这生命之粮呢
？We will have life inside of us.
因为吃了之后，我们心内心就会有永生。
And verse 54 say, and then if we eat His flesh and drink His blood.
五十四节，吃我的肉，喝我的血的人。
Not only that we have life inside us, we also has eternal life.
我们不但在我们身体里头有生命，我们也会有永
生。When we have eternal life on the end day, He will raise us up and be with Him for eternity.
那我们有永生在末日的时候呢？耶稣会叫我们复活。
Brother and sister, this is the hope for every single one of us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这就是我们每一个人的盼望。
And the reason I become a pastor.
这也就是为什么我做一个传道。
Is to preach the good news to everyone.
就是要传这美好的讯息给每一位。
Because I have the hope for eternal life.
因为我对于永生有盼望。
I also want people in the world to have the hope for eternal life.
我也希望这世界上的人都有这个永生的盼望。
So that's why my greatest hope for brothers and sisters.
所以我对于弟兄姐妹最大的期望。
That we walk through this journey of wilderness together.
就是我们经过了这个旷野的路。
And on the end, every single one of us enter the land of Canaan.
那我们过了这个人生的旅途之后，我们每一个人都能够进到迦南。
On the end, I have the wish that everyone will reach the heavenly kingdom.
到最后，我也希望每一个人都能够达到天国。
Why? Because in heaven there's no more sorrow.
为什么？因为在天国里头再也没有忧伤。
In heaven there's no more sickness.
在天国再也没有疾病。
In the heaven there's no more death.
在天国没有死亡。
Why? Because all the former things will pass away.
因为以前的事情都会过去。
Then you and me.
你跟我。
Will be with the Lord Jesus Christ.
就会与我们耶稣永远在一起。
For eternity.
永远的存在。
That's why we need to remember how, why he died for us.
所以我们必须要了解他为什么为我们而死。
That's why we need to remember how much he loves us.
我们也要了解他如何深的爱我们。
So after we take the Holy Communion,
所以我们在领受了
这个圣餐之后，we should make a determination.
我们要立志。
Just like I have made determination.
就好像我也立志一样。
Even though sometimes I'm weak.
尽管有时候我是软弱的。
Even though sometimes I'm far from being perfect.
尽管很多时候呢，我远离这个完全的标准。
But I cannot lose my hope.
但是我不会灰心。
I cannot lose my determination.
我不会丧志。
Even though sometimes we go through trial and tribulation.
因为很多时候我们尽管经过了死因幽谷。
Even though sometimes our family is not doing well.
尽管我们的家人并不是做得很好。
Even though sometimes our career is not doing well.
尽管我们的事业不一定很好。
All these things happen to us because God wants us to draw closer to Him.
但是呢，这些事情会发生呢，是因为神希望我们能够更就近他。
Actually, I don't understand why my father died.
其实呢，我并不了解为什么父亲会过世。
Actually, I know that my father is a good person.
我知道我父亲是个好人。
And God gave him the opportunity to come to True Jesus Church.
神也给他那个机会来到真耶稣教会。
And I hope through my father that my mother also come to believe.
我也很希望呢，借着我的父亲，我的母亲能够来信主。
But my father, when he died, I didn't even see him.
但是我的父亲过世的时候，我并没有见到他最后一
面。So during time, I did not understand why my father died.
所以在那个时候，我实在不了解为什么神要让他就这样离世了呢？
But after a while, I come to an understanding.
但是后来我了解了。
God loves me so much.
神深爱着我。
The last stage of my father's cancer was very bad.
其实呢，我父亲在他癌症末期的时候，实在是非常的糟糕。
So he did not want to see my father in that kind of condition.
神不要我在那个情况之下见到我父亲的最后一面。
And then I know the reason he did not allow me to see my father when before he died because God loves me.
我后来了解到，神不让我们见我父亲的最后一面，因为他爱我。
Let's also turn John chapter 6 verse 56.
我们来看约翰福音的六章五十六节。
Why do we have to partake Holy Communion?
为什么我们要领圣餐？
He who eats my flesh and drink my blood abides in me and I in him.
吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
The reason we come to church.
为什么来教会？
The reason we partake Holy Communion.
为什么领受这圣餐？
Because we want to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为呢，我们要藏在耶稣里面。
If we abide in Him, He will abide in us.
因为我们如果藏在他里面，他也藏在我们里面。
Because without our Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot do anything.
因为没有主耶稣基督，我们什么都不能做。
Just like Peter.
就好像彼得。
Before he met the Lord Jesus Christ.
当他遇到耶稣之前。
All night trying to get fish, he caught nothing.
彻夜他捕鱼，但是一条也捕不到。
But the day that he met the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是那天他遇到了主耶稣基督。
And the Lord Jesus Christ tell him to go out and go into the deep.
我们的主耶稣叫他把这个船开到深海。
And other times Peter said to Jesus.
那个时候彼得对耶稣说。
We have toiled all night and caught nothing.
我彻夜劳碌却没有打着什么鱼。
But at your word, I will let down the net.
但是因为你这么说，我要开到深海去捕鱼。
After Simon listened to the word of God,
这个西门彼得听了耶稣的话。
And then his faith was increased.
他的信心就加强了。
So at that time he cast out his net.
所以那个时候他撒了网。
Because of this, he caught many fish.
因为这样子，他捕了许多的鱼。
Before he met our Lord Jesus Christ.
在他遇到耶稣之前。
Even though he toiled nothing, he can get anything.
他虽然劳碌了彻夜，但是却没有得到什么。
After he met the Lord Jesus Christ,
但是他遇到耶稣之后，
he got great number of fish.
他就打着了很多的鱼。
Just like every single one of us.
就好像我们今天一样。
Before Lord Jesus Christ, maybe we were very poor.
在我们认识耶稣之前，或许我们是非常的贫穷。
But God has blessed us abundantly.
但是主耶稣呢，已经非常大大的祝福我们。
But make sure we are not poor in spirit.
但是呢，我们不要在心灵上贫穷。
Why? Because God has set this wonderful church for us to come to worship.
因为神已经给我们这么美好的一个会堂来敬拜他。
And with brother and sister.He wants us to bear fruit.
他也希望我们每位弟兄姐妹能够结果。
Why? Because if we do not bear fruit on the end days, he will cut us down and then he will throw us away.
因为我们如果不结果的话，在末日的时候，他将我们像一棵果树一样的砍下来。
What does it mean to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ?
但是呢，什么叫做呢？在耶稣里面呢
？Let's turn to John chapter 15.
我们来看约翰福音十五章。
The book of John chapter 15, verse 4.
约翰福音十五章第四节。
Verse 4.
十五章第四节。
Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Verse 5.
第五节。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Verse 6.
第六节。
If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. Verse 7.
第七节。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and I shall be done for you. So we know that our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the true vine.
所以我们知道呢，主耶稣就是真葡萄树。
This is the last proclamation that our Lord proclaimed, in the book of John.
这是耶稣在约翰福音里头最后一个宣言。
So because he is a true vine, we need to abide in him.
因为主耶稣是真葡萄树，所以我们必须要在他里面。
If we abide in him, we'll bear much fruit.
因为如果我们在他里面，我们就可以结许多的果
子。Because without him, we cannot do anything.
因为没有他的话，我们什么都不能做。
Why do we need to bear fruit?
为什么要结果呢？
Because if we do not bear fruit, then the Father will cut the branch and throw it away.
因为我们如果不结果的话呢，这个父亲呢就会把这个枝子砍下来。
Then he will cast it into the fire.
那会把它丢进火湖里。
So just like for us.
所以今天我们是一样。
Do not think being a Christian is an easy thing to do.
不要想说做基督徒是这么的容易。
Being a Christian is not good enough.
其实呢，只做一个基督徒是不够的。
But being a Christian who follow the will of God, that is what God wants us to do.
但是呢，神所要我们做的呢，就是做一个能够遵行他旨意的基督徒。
Think and reflect about our life.
好，我们想想看我们自己的生活。
Do we bear fruit worthy for God's calling?
我们所结出的果子，对于我们跟我们的福音相称吗？
We have to think about this.
我们要想一想。
I myself have to think about this every single day.
我自己每天也这么样的自己的思考。
But how can we bear fruit sometime?
但是呢，我们如何的结果呢？
First, we need to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ.
第一，我们必须要在主里。
But in verse 3, he said, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he take it away.
第三节，现在我跟你们讲的道已经干净了。
And every branch that bears fruit, he prune that it may bear more fruit. And verse 2, yes, at the end of verse 2.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
Even if we bear fruit, God wants us to bear more fruit.
就算我们有结果，但是呢，神要我们结更多的果子。
And how does He allow us to bear fruit?
那他怎么样让我们能够多结果子呢？
He must prune us.
他就修理干净。
Actually, when you get pruned, it's not an easy thing to receive.
其实呢，要被修理干净是非常的辛苦。
Actually, this prune is trying tribulation.
这个修理干净其实就是我们所面临的苦难。
Because I know that many of our brothers and sisters we go to trying tribulation.
其实有很多弟兄姐妹都面临的苦难。
But every trying tribulation, we must understand what God's will is.
但是呢，我们在经过这些苦难的时候，我们必须了解神的旨意是什么。
Just like Job.
就好像约伯。
Really, one day he lost everything.
有一天他失去他所有的。
One day he became so ill.
有一天他生了大病。
But on the end of his trial and tribulation, he understand God better.
但是呢，在他苦难结束之后，他完全明白了神对他的旨意。
So this means every trial and tribulation that we go through.
所以我们每当经过试炼的时候。
We must learn from it.
我们要学习。
We must overcome it.
我们要胜过。
It was a story about a donkey.
有一个故事关于一只驴子。
And this donkey, when he was walking, he fell into a dry well.
这个驴子呢，在走路的时候不小心就跌进了一个井里。
So this time, his master saw him in the well.
他的主人看见这个驴子在这井里。
And it's very difficult to get the donkey out of the well.
当然呢，要把驴子从这个井里拉上来是非常困难的
事。So this time, the master said, "Oh, I have to kill him."
所以这主人就说，我把他杀了。
So the best way to kill him is to just bury him alive.
要把他杀了呢，就干脆就土倒下去把他埋
了。So when the donkey heard this, he was very sad.
所以这个驴子听到这主人这么说，非常的难过。
Say, my master, I served him for many years.
主人啊，我在这边服侍了你这么多年。
But he just want to bury me alive.
但是呢，你只会想把我活埋了吗
？So during time, he become very sad.
所以这个驴子非常的难过。
So as the master throw the dirt on him.
所以呢，当这个主人呢在丢这个土下来的时
候 ，the donkey become more sad.
这个驴子越来越难过。
And then the master threw more dirt on him.
这个主人呢，一直的丢这个土下来。
And then during the time, the donkey thought one thing about this.
在那个时候呢，这个驴子突然想到一件事。
Because at that time he shook his body.
他那个时候就开始摇摆他的身体。
And the dirt fell onto the ground.
那他这个土呢，就掉在他的下面。
So when the dirt fell on the ground, then he stepped on the ground, then he became a little higher.
所以呢，他把这个土呢，就踩在脚底下，这个。 地就似乎慢慢的升高了。
So the more the dirt fell on him,
所以呢，越多的土
，the more he become higher.
他就越来越高。
And to the end, he be able to come out of the well.
所以到后来呢，他就能够从井里出来。
Actually, if we go to trial and tribulation,
其实我们经过苦难
，if we listen to God's will carefully,
当我们仔细的听神的旨意的时候
，we also know that this trial and tribulation is good for us.
我们也知道呢，这些苦难对我们是有益的。
So do not be afraid to be pruned.
所以我们不要被害怕被修理。
But how do we know we abide in His word?
但是我们怎么
abide in him?
我们怎么知道我们在他里面呢
？And verse 7 we say we must abide in his word.
第七节说，我的话也常在你们里面。
It's very important for us to continue to read the word of God.
非常重要的一点就是我们必须要时常读神的话。
Because when we fill with the word of God,
因为我们如果被神的话充满
，we will be filled with the will of God.
我们就会被神的旨意充满。
So if we fill with the will of God,
如果我们被神的旨意充满
，anything that we ask, anything we pray for, it will be done for us.
凡是我们所祈求的，就给我们成就。
And only then that we live a life to glorify the name of God.
唯有这样子呢，我们就能够让我们的父神得荣耀。
How do we know we abide in His word?
我们怎么知道呢？我们是在他的旨意里头。
How do we know we abide in His love?
我们怎么知道我们在他的爱里头
？John 15 verse 9.
十五章第九节。
As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
If the Lord Jesus Christ abide in us,
如果我们的主耶稣在我们里头。
If we abide in Him,
如果我们在他里头。
We will abide in His love.
我们就会。常在他的爱中。
If we abide in His love,
如果我们常在他的爱中。
On verse 10, we also will keep His commandment.
第十节，我们就会遵守他的命令。
Because on verse 10 it says, if you keep my commandment, you will abide in my love.
因为第十节说，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里。
How do we know we keep God's commandment?
我们怎么知道我们遵守神的命令呢
？How do we know we abide in His love?
我们怎么知道我们是常在他的爱中呢
？In verse 12,
十二节
，This is my commandment.
这就是我的命令。
That you love one another as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
Verse 13 say, greater love has no one, no greater than this, that to lay down one's life for his friend.
十三节，人们为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这更大的。
So we want to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以如果我们要藏在主里面
，we must abide in His word.
我们一定要藏在他的话里面。
If we abide in His word.
如果我们藏在他的话里面
，we must abide in His love.
我们一定要藏在他的爱里面。
We abide in His love.
如果我们藏在他的爱里面
，we must follow His commandment.
我们一定要遵守他的命令。
If we follow His commandment,
如果我们遵守他的命令
，we must love one another.
我们必须要彼此相爱。
In this world, is only two things that's worth living for.
其实在这世界上只有两件事情是值得为我们活着的。
That is to love God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength.
第一个呢，就是尽心尽力尽力爱我们的神。
And to love one another as ourselves.
第二个呢，就是要爱人如己。
Even though sometimes not every single one of us are so lovable.
尽管呢，不是每一个人都这么的容易被爱。
But our Lord Jesus Christ tells us.
但是我们主耶稣告诉我们。
Love those who hate you.
我们要爱那些爱恨我们的
人。Pray for those who persecute you.
我们要为那些逼迫我们的人祷告。
Because to love this kind of people, this is true love.
因为呢，真爱就是爱这些不可爱的人。
What good is it to love those who love you?
如果我们只爱那些爱我们的人，那又
如何呢 ？Even the sinners they can love one another.
因为罪人也能够如此做。
But we are the children of God.
但是我们是神的子女。
Because we are the children of God, our standard is very high.
因为我们是神的子女，所以我们的标准特别的高。
So we need to love one another.
所以我们要彼此相爱。
Even those who hate us.
尽管有别人恨我们。
Even those who persecute us.
尽管那些逼迫我们。
Because if we love them.
的人，因为我们爱他们。
This is true love.
我们仍旧爱他们。
And this is the love of God.
这就是真爱，因为这就是神的爱。
That's why when our Lord Jesus Christ is on the cross.
所以当我们耶稣基督在十字架上的时候
，People spat at him.
有一些人吐唾沫。
People scourge him.
有一些人，
People slap him.
有一些人鞭打他。
All these people he prayed to for God to forgive them for their sin.
但是呢，主耶稣为他们祷告。
Because this is true love.
因为这就是真爱。
Just like Stephen.
就好像斯提凡。
When people stoned him to death.
当人把他用石头打死的时候
This is the time that the people deserve the least love.
这些人呢完全不配得到他的爱。
But Stephen showed him the most love.
但是呢斯提凡呢
Because this love is from our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个爱是从主耶稣基督而来。
So there's a time when they deserve the least love, he gave them the most love by praying for them.
所以尽管他们是最不值得得到他的爱的人，他却把最大的爱给他们。
So likewise for us, brothers and sisters.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Love one another.
我们要彼此相爱。
As Christ loved us.
就要像耶稣爱我们。
Forgive one another.
我们要彼此的饶恕。
As Christ forgiven us.
就要像耶稣饶恕我们一样。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们回到哥林多前书十一章。
Chapter 11 verse 27.
十一章二十七节。
Verse 27.
二十七节。
Therefore, whoever eat this bread or drink this cup of the Lord is unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、
so、before,
主的血了。
We partake Holy Communion.
所以在我们还没有领受圣餐之前
，For those of us who are not baptized in Jesus Church, please refrain from taking the cup.
如果你还没有在真耶稣教会受洗，请不要领这个杯。
And for those of us who are already baptized,
那些已经受洗的弟兄姐妹，
we need to think and reflect.
我们必须要反省。
Because the Corinthian church, when they took the cup of an unworthy manner, many felt sick, even some of them died.
当哥林多信徒有一些人呢没有自省的时候就吃这个杯，喝这个杯，吃这个饼的时候呢，他们就死了。
So for those of us who feel that we have sinned against God,
如果你觉得你已经犯了罪，
repent and ask Him for forgiveness.
请你一定要在神面前悔改，祈求他的原谅。
For those of us who already ask Him for forgiveness,
如果我们已经得神的原谅，
if our conscience is still not clear,
但是呢，如果我们的良心还不安，
please think about before taking the cup.
请再次的三思。
So now we're going to consecrate the cup.
所以我们现在要来。
Actually, consecrate the bread.
我们要现在要来祝谢。
This is bread that make of flour and water.
这个是用水跟面粉做的饼。
Actually, we don't. This is without leaven.
这是一个无效饼。
Because in the Bible, leaven represents sin.
在圣经里头，效代表罪。
And the Lord Jesus Christ, He is without sin.
我们的主耶稣基督是无罪的。
So when we pray to God,
所以当我们向神祷告，
in the spirit, this bread become the body of Christ.
在灵里，这就成为耶稣的身体。
So I'll kneel down, pray and consecrate the bread.
我们一起跪下祷告，来祝谢。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and give thanks to Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah! 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Father, what can we say?
我们的天父啊，我们能说什么呢？
None of us sitting here deserve of your love.
我们今天在座的每一位，没有人配得你的爱。
But every time we have Holy Communion, always remind us how much you love us.
但是我们在领圣餐的时候，你再次的提醒我们，你如何的爱我们。
But at the same time, also remind us how much we short of your love.
同时呢，我们也再次的被提醒了，我们多欠缺了你的爱。
Lord, we want to love you.
神啊，我们愿意爱你。
But sometimes we have no strength to love you.
但是我们却没有力量去爱你。
Please give us the strength to love you.
请给我们力量吧。
Because we know that you love us.
因为我们知道你爱我们。
So please forgive us for our sin.
所以请你原谅我们的过犯。
So we can have the strength to continue to live a life to glorify your name.
让我们有那个力量来过一个让你得到荣耀的生活。
Lord, every time we survey the cross.
当我们看这个十字架。
We see that you have broken your body for us.
我们看见你已经把你的身体剥开。
But sometimes we are blinded by this world.
但是呢，我们被这世界蒙蔽。
And we forget how much you love us.
我们忘记你如何的爱我们。
So please forgive us.
请原谅我们。
Give us the strength to live to glorify your name.
给我们这个力量来过一个得胜的生活。
So after we take your body.
当我们领受了这个圣餐之后。
So can we become stronger.
我们能够更坚强。
So on the end day we have the hope that you will resurrect us.
在末日的时候，我们就有被你复活的盼望。
Lord, we ask you to turn this bread into your body.
主啊，我们愿你把这个饼变成你的身体。
So when we partake of it, we can be glorified just like you have.
在我们领受的时候，就能够如同你一样，在灵里面得到荣耀。
This way we pray.
我们这样的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please sing hymn 97.
我们来唱诗九十七首。
Can we ask Deacon Sean to come and help?
报上罪人的状。当我想起他被钉十字架，不禁眼泪满眶。我伫立看
见你跟前Jessica Daniel， 谢谢 Jenny。Receive, please give thanks and then take it.
当你领受了这个饼，请祝谢就领受。我们唱下一首诗297首。
bring sad
anon.
I must by the bed of a monk, as down above the dawn. I love by the bed of a monk, what has the love
done? This is grape juice. We do not use wine because wine is fermented.
我们不用酒, 因为, 酒是发过酵的,
and fermented because it's leaven.
发过酵的就有酵,
because fermented is also represents sin.
那酵代表罪,
and the Lord Jesus Christ is without sin.
我们主耶稣基督是无罪的,
so when we kneel down and consecrate this grape juice,
所以当我们跪下来注谢的时候,
in the spirit it becomes the blood of Christ.
在灵里,
so when we drink his blood,
所以当我们
喝他的血的时候, and on the end days we'll be resurrected.
在末日,
and on the end days we can live for eternity.
在末日,
let's all kneel down and consecrate the
grape.
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Father, we praise you and thank you for broken your body for us.
我们的天父, 我们赞美感谢你, 你已经把你的身体献上给我们。
And already we have partaken your body.
我们已经吃了你的身体。
But without the body without your spirit is dead.
但是呢, 只有身体却没有灵, 却是死的。
So that's why you shed your blood also for us.
所以呢, 你为了我们留下了宝血。
Now we pray and ask you.
我们现在向你祷告。
Even though we are weak, Lord.
我们虽然是软弱的,
even though we know that your blood is flowing through every single one of us,
尽管我们知道你的宝血留在我们每一个人的身上,
but we ask you to give us strength.
但是我们祈求你给我们力量。
So this afternoon, after we take your blood,
今天下午, 在我们领受了你的血之后,
we have a new life inside of us.
我们在身体里头有一个新生命。
This life will give us determination to live a life of godliness.
这个新生命将带给我们新的力量, 来过一个得胜的生活。
This life will give us the strength to live a life to glorify your name.
这个新的生命也给我们力量, 让我们能够过一个让你得荣耀的生活。
Lord, many things we fall short of your glory.
我们在很多事情上都亏欠了你的荣耀。
But you give us hope by shedding your blood for us.
但是呢, 你因为流了宝血, 让我们再次有了盼望。
So on the end days, we'll be with you forever.
在末日的时候, 我们必永远与你同在。
So Lord, we ask you to move in this cup.
神啊, 我们愿你运行在这个杯,
and turn this grape juice into your blood.
让它成为你的宝血。
And only then that we can live forever.
唯有这样子我们才能够永存。
Lord, we praise you and thank you.
神啊, 我们这样的感谢你, 赞美你。
All the glory and praise be unto your heavenly name.
愿一切的尊贵荣耀都在你的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please sing hymn 99.
我们唱诗 99首。
Yes, Deacon Chen.
Oh,
That's our Deacon Sean, Jimmy, John and Bruce, John Ye.
Let's continue to sing him 101 101 101.
Sing him 103.
请唱诗103首.
103.
103首.
I'll rise and sing hymn 98.
请我们起立唱诗98首。
When I surrender
Thank God, please be seated.
感谢神，请坐。
This hymn is a very beautiful hymn.
这是一首非常美好的诗歌。
And it says here, when I survey the wondrous cross.
这里说，当我思量十字架。
Every single one of us, we survey the wondrous cross before.
我们都曾经思量十字架。
But what do we see?
但是我们看见了什么呢
？Or what did we see before a spiritual convocation?
我们在灵恩会之前看见了什么呢
？But if we truly see, if we truly survey the wondrous cross.
但是如果我们真的思量十字架。
But we see that the Prince of Glory died.
当我们看见这个荣耀之主在上显挂。
If we see the Prince of Glory died.
如果我们知道荣耀之主
死在十字架上。Then we will say to ourselves.
那我们会对我们自己说。
My richest gain I count but loss.
从前所争今看有损。
And pour contempt on all my pride.
把一切所爱慕的今天看为虚幻。
If we truly see the Prince of Glory die.
如果我们真的看见荣耀之主死了
，We will say, "Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast."
我们再也不会自夸。
Save in the death of Christ, my God.
唯有夸主耶稣的死。
All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to His blood.
以前所爱慕的，今天所有的都放弃。
If we truly see the Prince of Glory die.
如果我们真的看见荣耀之主死在十字架上
We will see from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down.
当我们看到主头、主肋、主足、主跟手都受创伤
That is such love and sorrow meet or thorn compose so rich a crown.
鲜血涌流，如此受苦受难，空前绝后，荆棘反成荣耀冕旒
If we truly see the Prince of Glory die.
如果我们真的看见荣耀之主死在十字架上
，We can see that the whole realm of nature are mine.
遂将万物献主为报。
Because the love is so amazing and so divine.
难偿深恩，永爱大德。
Demands my soul, my life, my all.
我们将献上我们的身心，全力报答。
My hope that after a special convocation.
当我们结束了这个灵恩会
When we survey the wondrous cross,
当我们思量十字架
We will see that our Lord Jesus Christ has crucified himself for us.
我们也知道主耶稣为我们钉死十字架上
And only then that his love will demand our soul, our life, our all.
在那个时候他所要我们的就是献上身心全力报答
Now we're going to come up to pray together.
我们现在要一起到前面来跪下祷告
We pray to thank God for His love and His mercy upon us.
我们在祷告当中感谢神所给我们的恩典跟祝福
Let's come up to pray.
我们一起到前面来祷告